Hello and welcome back, Roadmen, to another A1 show. Thanks for joining me today. I've got another action-packed show. Let me clear the desk here in front of me and get started. So today I want to talk to you about a concept called batching. I'm always getting questions. How can you get so much done? You seem to have endless hours in the day. Well, a lot of it for me is batching. I'm going to explain this little known concept. I'm also going to talk to you about exactly where I am this week and what I'm doing. It's an interesting, strange, bizarre week for me. So let's jump straight into it. I'll give you a bit of a roundup as to what's been going on with me for the last week. Anyone who's been watching the daily vlogs, if you haven't been watching the daily vlogs, seriously, what are you doing with your life? Who is not watching my 7-minute daily vlogs? I'll tell you one thing, they take a lot more than 7 minutes to record. If you're watching this on YouTube, jump down after the show and watch one of the vlogs. You're going to hopefully love them. And if you don't, let me know in the comments and I'm going to start tweaking them, because that's the sort of guy I am. I want to make you feel a little bit special and warm. I want to make you feel like you had a little bit of an impact on the direction of the vlogs, which you will. So, I've been sick. You couldn't tell it from my beautiful complexion on camera at the moment. And you certainly couldn't tell it on podcast platforms. I've been pretty sick all week. I had a viral infection and I'm bedbound. Not ideal preparations for the World Championships this Friday in Canada. And that's where I am at the moment. But I'm coming to you guys through the magic of the internet. Internet is a magic time travel device which we've been gifted. Yeah, so I'm in Toronto as you're watching this, and I'm preparing for the World Championships on the tandem, on the track, 4 kilometer pursuit. I'm gonna fill you in exactly what's involved in that at the end of the show. But as I was saying, I've had a pretty disrupted week with that viral infection. So I haven't had optimum training at all. It's been a lot of sitting home in bed, trying to hydrate and just trying to rest and feeling pretty, pretty miserable. I vlogged my ultimate misery day as well on, last Tuesday or Wednesday. Go back and check in the vlogs. It's a picture of me blowing a snotty rag. So that's how you'll know it's you're on the right track with that one. Let's dive in and talk about a concept called batching. Batching is the idea of doing a bunch of the same task at the same time. So an example to help you understand this, because I just explained that really poorly, is the dishwasher. Think about the dishwasher. You would never dream of sticking the dishwasher on and running a full dishwasher cycle every time you had one plate, one knife and one fork. Why would you not do that? Because it's just not an efficient way to use your time, and it's just not an efficient way to use your labor. So instead, what do? You wait until the dishwasher's full. You wait until it's hit a certain tipping point of dishes, normally full capacity on the dishwasher, and then you stick that bad boy on and the whole batch gets washed at once. It's a very efficient way to wash dishes. We do the same things with washing machine. You'll never wash one sock or one pair of socks in your jocks later on that day, because you spend your whole day just doing tiny trivial tasks. Now, let's have a think about how we use our mobile phones at the moment. Let's have a think about how we use social media. Let's have a think about how we use email, even in work in a professional capacity. Do we need to be checking our email every 15 minutes? Or is this the exact same as loading the dishwasher every time we have a knife and fork? So I'll contend that it's the latter, that you are the person that's demonstrating the early signs of insanity if you're checking your email every 15 minutes. It's not disrespectful. It's not, people don't expect instant replies on email. It's, you've built a habit, and this habit is detrimental to your productivity, and I'm going to give you an astounding stat as to how detrimental it is in your productivity later. But if we start to audit our time and we look at how many tasks that we're actually completing that are just pointless to be completed in isolation. Phone calls, absolutely pointless to be completed in isolation. This is a task that needs to be batched. So what I will often do is batch all my phone calls in a period in the morning time. So I'll say from 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock, that's phone call time. And then what it means is you can get out, and we've talked about low level exercise, and if you haven't listened to those podcasts, we're talking about the blue zones. Blue zones are parts of the world, so like Okinawa in Japan, Sardinia in Italy. These are areas where people typically live longer. There's a higher concentration of centurions. People live over 100 in these areas, and one of the common traits they have is low level physical activity all day long. So a lot of low level physical activity. But people always say to me, you know, I'm in an office job, how do I get physical activity? How do I get this low level? Well, this is one really easy example of how you get low level physical activity. You get yourself a set of headphones and you batch your phone calls. So you walk while you talk. You know, as long as you're not doing a full-on power walk, there's going to be zero effect on your ability to communicate. You're not going to be panting. Don't go walking upstairs for the entire phone call. You batch the phone calls. You batch your email. Like, it's becoming more popular now, especially I have friends that are abroad in San Fran, especially where people are saying, I check email between 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can expect a reply during those hours. We're totally fine with that. I heard a good story from a friend recently that a more senior mentor of his was with him, and my buddy's phone rang, and he looked at it, and the mentor guy could see that he was a little bit stressed, and he was a little bit, oh, I should answer this, because he could feel that the power, the pull that the phone had on my buddy. And your man just looked at him and said, you know, it's your phone. It's not their phone. Just because they call doesn't mean you have to answer. You get to decide when you answer because it's your phone. And that's what we lose track of a lot. We let the phone own us instead of us owning the phone. It's the exact same with social media as one of the most powerful disruptors of attention at the moment. Think about social media. How often are you going on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Now, how often do you need to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Can you catch up on these things? Every time you're just sitting on the toilet. Seriously, I know it sounds absolutely ludicrous, but can we batch them and say social media time is shit time? You're shitting, you're checking Twitter. So it sounds dumb, but it's a nice little way to just say, look, this is a trivial nonsense part of my life, and it doesn't deserve any more of my attention than the time it takes me to have a dump. Sorry for being crude about it. You can start to batch your days, and that's what I've been finding especially helpful. So for me, I build, especially with the heavier content creation stuff I'm doing at the moment. So I'm batching my days, where Monday for me, I typically batch all my training plans. It makes no sense for me to write training plans for some athletes on Monday, some on Tuesday. Everyone's training plans for the week ahead get written on Monday morning. I communicate with clients on Monday morning and see what their schedules are like, and then build out their training plans on Monday morning. You might get changes during the week, and that's fine, but let's build it all and build that infrastructure for success early Monday morning. I also, Monday's my rest day off the bike. So I batch all my cycling related jobs onto Monday. If the bike needs a new chain, it's not happening on a Thursday, because on a Friday it could need new brake pads. So I just leave it all until Monday, and it gets its new chain and its new brake pads. I also do my cycling laundry for the week on Monday, and if I'm making any sort of bars for the week, like Sarah's energy balls, that were, I must link it up in the description down below, the energy ball recipe book, they are class. They're well worth checking out. I make them all on a Monday, and I just have it for the week. Tuesday is typically my YouTube day, where I try and create as much of my content for YouTube as I can on a Tuesday. Bunches of cutaways and stuff can be all done on Tuesday. Some of it now with the daily vlog has to be an ongoing. That's the nature of a daily vlog, and it is violating my batching principle here a bit. But this is the thing with the batching. You're not going to take it in its entirety. You need to take this concept, understand the concept, and then adapt it to your lifestyle. So batching out your days like that can be super, super effective. Wednesday's my podcast day. Like, you're seeing this podcast because it's a Wednesday. It's a podcast every Wednesday. And that's the way I just ensure that I know where I get into a headspace that morning, where I go, right, fine, what am I doing today? I'm recording a podcast. I'm going to record two podcasts. It's equipment only has to be hooked up once. You know, I only have to sit down here, get the set ready, sit in the studio once. The camera only needs to be pulled out once. You can record multiple things on the same day. You can also block out weeks, which I've seen, where you're going to say, you know what, the first week of January, that's going to be my creative week. So I'm going to deal with all creative tasks on the first week. The second week, it's going to be my administrative style tasks. So I'll deal with them all on the second week. So forth and so forth. So what I would be urging you to do is, last week we talked about, if anyone didn't see it, I said to get a piece of paper, on one side of it, write your someday list. Stuff you'd like to do someday. I'd like to learn French. I'd like to learn the guitar. I'd like to live in Girona. I'd like to travel the world in a van. Write these down on your someday list. It's the lifestyle you want to build for yourself. And then on the far side of the page, write down your daily to-do list. And it's normally absolute garbage. Checking email, commuting, scrolling through social media, stuck at a shit job I don't like, meaningless interactions online. And then you just ask yourself, if this is your today list, how are you going to get to your Sunday list? Because the actions we do today are what build our Sunday. So if our actions today aren't calibrated with our Sunday, it's not going to happen. It's a pipe dream. But to follow on from that, and an extension of that, when we start auditing our time and wondering what way we're going to block this stuff out and we're going to batch this out, we start realizing that some of this stuff that we're doing, it's one, completely pointless and we can cut it out, or two, we can outsource it. We can, you know, there's a company, Brickworks India, I used, which were amazing. If you're looking for a remote virtual assistant, go and check them out. They're amazing, they're trustworthy, they're credible, but they have an amazing diversity of talents. Like, they'll do anything, any sort of job, from word processing to graphic design to booking cinema tickets or flights, the stuff that occupies your time, you can outsource that. And it's a fraction of the cost you would think it is to get that sort of stuff done, and it frees you up more time. You'll also just find things that are downright a waste of your time and aren't taking you closer to your Sunday list. Those just need to be completely, completely axed out of it. So why, you might be asking at this point, should I bother with this whole concept of batching? And it's because studies are just so concrete now as to the disruptive power of task switching. So task switching is when we're moving from one thing to another. So if I'm sitting down to try and write a chapter for a book and I pull out my phone and I look at my phone, that change from focus from the creative over to the, I'm going to call it the trivial, and then back to the creative, it's not seamless. When we when we switch from one task to another, it's called task switching, and we lose massive focus. And to illustrate how much focus we lose, there was a study in the US that I seen, and in SAT scores, participants that came, it was a decent sized sample group, and participants that came in stoned performed 6 points higher on average on their SAT scores than people who are interrupted with intermittent cell phone use. So being stoned is less harmful to your productivity than task switching and picking up your mobile phone to look at it. Let that sink in, because every one of us is picking up our mobile phone when we should not be picking up our mobile phone. So let's start building what I'm calling force field time. And I like this idea of force field time a lot. It's just protected focus time for doing exactly what we should be doing at that moment. And it's being ruthless with it. If it's for me, if I'm writing, I'll have to get my phone, turn it off, and it has to be in another room. If it's close to me, you know, maybe it's a discipline thing, maybe it's a habit thing, but if it's close to me, I'll reach for it and I'll pick it up as soon as I'm struggling. But if it's not there, I'll struggle on, I'll get a solution, and I'll keep going, and I won't suffer from that task switching. I think when you sit down and you audit your time on this, and you realize that there's so much of your stuff is trivial that you can pull it back. There's a lovely stock quote, and I just flicked pages so I'd have it, I didn't know it off by heart. And the quote is, "Perfection is not when there is nothing more to add, rather when there is nothing more to take away." And I think that's really the essence of this. When we start stripping back that stuff that we don't need, we don't want, that's when we get perfection. So I'd say to you, unplug, refocus, find out what items are worth batching, outsource, or ditch the rest. And you will have a lot more training time, you will have much more time for your priorities in life, and you're much, much more likely to hit your Sunday goals. Right, that was a valuable rant. Valuable for, you know, most of the time on this podcast, I'm preaching to an audience of one. I'm preaching to myself, and it's stuff that I found super helpful, and that's why I'm giving it to you guys, because I'm hopeful that a portion of the audience, let me know in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're a podcast, jump across to YouTube and let me know in the comments if you're finding those sort of tips helpful, because I find them so helpful in keeping me motivated, keeping me on track, and keeping me sort of hitting those targets and moving towards my Sunday targets, and instead of just trawling through that kind of endless list of daily to do. So let's talk bike racing. Let's talk the wacky, bizarre world of tandem racing. So if anyone's been following the podcast, I was effectively in cycling retirement for 2 years, doing very little on the bike, racing a little bit locally for fun, but not trying in any serious way. And then I had a call from a buddy of mine about 4 months ago, I'd say at this stage, good buddy of mine, Peter Ryan. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know Peter Ryan's story, Peter Ryan's is a fascinating story. Peter was an inter-county hurler for Tipperary. And anyone who doesn't know what hurling is, it's a national sport here in Ireland, and they're fanatical about it in Tipperary. And so he was a very promising up and coming athlete. I'm probably butchering his story, but the details are right. The exact details may not be right, but the general gist is he lost his eyesight to a degenerative eye disease at the age of 18, and then he went through a really difficult period where he struggled to come to terms with it, where he got addicted to alcohol, subsequently went into a treatment centre, came out the far side of the treatment centre, and he's been, I'm going to say, an exemplary human since then. He went to Rio Paralympics, he's raised crazy amounts of money for charity, he's been elected for Fine Gael as a local councillor, and now I'm on the tandem with him, hopefully securing qualification for his second Olympic Games, which would be massive. So I've come in at short notice. He's on a 4-year Olympic cycle, but I've come in very late in the day, hoping to secure qualification. Qualification runs until June. And the way it works is, over the last 4 years, Ireland have secured a number of bikes, and that period runs of securing Olympic qualifying points, that runs until June, and then in June we'll know how many bikes we're sending, and then it's down to Cycling Ireland as to who they send on those positions. So although I haven't been there for the 4 years, I'm still well in the shake-up. So qualification is by no means guaranteed. A very important event this Friday evening, so thanks in advance, because I know you're good people, and I know on YouTube you're going to be jumping in the comments down below right now, and you're going to be like, fucking do it, Anthony, bring her home for the parish, up the parish. Yeah, thanks in advance for those well wishes. Is that too much? Too try hard? Too much needing your support? But I do need it, and it's fuel for me, so definitely jump in down below. Yeah, so this Friday is a big one for us. Racing the 4K Pursuit on the tandem on the indoor track in Toronto in the World Championships. Hoping for a time of around 4:21, 4 minutes 21, which if you work out the maths on that, it's a pretty fast average speed. It's a pretty big effort for me, probably around 480 watts for the 4 minutes 20, which is decent moving. Even back when I was riding the bike full time, that was decent moving for me. The big things in this event are not power and weight, they're power and CDA, coefficient of frontal drag. So we've worked a lot on our aero game, working with aerodynamic specialists, testing helmets, testing shoes, shoe covers. I'm going with a CASC helmet. Spin 11 are doing the speed suits, which make a huge difference as well. They're a great sponsor for Cycling Ireland, so shout out to them. We're going with Bont shoes and no shoe covers with an aero sock. So yeah, definitely keep an eye on Friday on those results and give me the good vibes. It's an event where both of us need to give absolutely 100%, but we need to deliver that effort in perfect synchronicity. So through the banks, it's super important that we're both on the power at the same time. Down the straight, you're getting a little micro break, but it's important we take that break at exactly the same time, because it's fixed gear, so that means we can't change gear during the event, and there's no brakes. So there's one other bike on the track, and the idea is to try and beat the other bike on time, and then in the qualifying round, so we'll run one round, definitely it's called a qualifying round, everybody posts a time, and then at the end of the qualifying round the four fastest bikes go into two races, one for gold and silver and the other for bronze or nothing, and they race against each other on separate sides of the track, both trying to post the fastest time, but also if you're to catch the other bike, the race is over. It's a really interesting race to watch. Jump over onto YouTube and type in 4 kilometer pursuit tandem and you'll see what it is. It's basically the same as a 4 kilometer individual pursuit for men. Very, very enjoyable. I rode a good bit of track back in 2010, 2011, but I've been on a decent track hiatus, so it's been great being back involved with the track team, with a training camp in Portugal before Christmas, then as in Mallorca after Christmas, and now Toronto at the moment. After this, I'm going to take a little bit of downtime and chill before the start of the road season, and then the next big target for me won't be until the World Road Race Championships in June. Although I will race locally with my trade team, the big focus will be on June back with the Irish jersey on again. I find that if any of you have had a chance to wear your national jersey, let me know down below, and you just find that you're 10 feet tall when you have your national jersey on. It's an amazing feeling to wear the Irish jersey. I've been lucky enough to do it in a few different forms through the years, and it's absolutely brilliant. Maybe it took walking away from the sport and coming back into the sport to fully appreciate how amazing it is, but I'm in full amazement still, I'm in full awe, and I'm fully motivated for this Friday, for this 4 kilometer pursuit. Guys, I'm going to leave it there for this episode. Please spread the word on the podcast, spread the word on the YouTube, daily vlogs. There's a lot of effort going into the daily vlogs at the moment, so please give me the love on those. And I'm going to talk to everyone here on YouTube tomorrow on the vlog, and you podcasters, I'm going to talk to you guys next week on your podcast platforms. I'm humbled as always that you've chosen to give me your time and listen to my ramblings. I don't take that lightly, and I'm very thankful for it. Roadmen, be safe this week. I'm going to chat to you next week. Hey, so that was a fun show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, take a second to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. If you want, you can even smash that like button. Tell a friend, spread the good word, and I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm out.